Hey guys, this is Bea Bolden from Empire, and you're listening to SciFox on the SciEffect Radio Show.
Hello world, welcome to another edition of the SciEffect Radio Show. SciFox here. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me today. I have a very special guest for you guys today. Are you an Empire fan? Well, you are in for a treat because I got that girl V Bozeman on the show today. If you don't know V, V is a soul singer, music producer, and actress, and she's best known for her reoccurring role as Veronica in the Fox primetime musical drama television series Empire. So if you're not familiar with V, let me go ahead and play something for you so you can familiarize yourself, and I'll be right back with V Bozeman right after this.
I hope it's not too late for me. Been driving too fast along this road. Will I survive this if I pray for hope? I hope. Oh, I. Sometimes it's hard to put the gun down. And I got every single hour. The demons remain alive. I've been through enough shit, and I normally don't speak on it, but now it's time for me to tell my story, and you gon' listen.
Listen, baby.
Welcome to the SciEffect Radio Show, V. Thank you for hanging out with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, you've been in the industry a long while now, right?
Yeah, I've been in the industry well over 10 years. But, you know, I've known... Well, I've been in girl groups, you know... That was the, like, very first introduction, you know, to the industry for me. And after that, I moved to Atlanta, did a lot of networking out there throughout those years.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought me back to California when I was trying to babyface. But, yeah, I've been in the industry for a while with girl groups, working with different people. From the baby stages to the CeeLo Green to, you know, of course, now Timberland. So I've definitely, like, paid some dues when it comes to
right.
The music thing.
Have you always had the passion for music? Did you know as a kid that you were going to be an entertainer? Did you have any other things that you wanted to do besides music?
No, not really. I never can remember myself not singing or looking in the mirror and saying I wasn't a singer. Like, I always knew that I would be a singer.
Wow.
It was never a plan B. That's just, it just wasn't. It just didn't feel natural. But, yeah, I knew when I was a little girl what my calling was.
Did you have any influencers or anyone that mentored you while trying to get into the music business?
I got that. My influences for sure were, like, you know, growing up in church, you know, I sang in the choir, and all the people that influenced me as far as, like, singers and stuff like that, you know, the world would never know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was those women that influenced me and kind of gave me jewels while I was you know, perfecting my craft. But as far as in the professional industry, a person that actually grabbed me by, you know, had covering on me, I didn't get that until very later on in my career with my manager, Monica Payne. She's my manager now, mm-hmm. along with Max Goose, but I got that way later. If I would have had a Monica Payne in the beginning of my career,
yeah,
I'm sure that I would have bypassed a lot of hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the journey is the journey, and I don't regret any of it. Yeah.
Now, your cut, you've caused a lot of conversations regarding your hairdo, which I love, and I'm not going to front. When I saw your hair, I had the guts to cut all of mine off, but it didn't look fly like yours, so I had to put some wigs on, because I was out here looking crazy in the streets with these dents in my head. I swear. Now, what... You're rocking the hairdo. Did you ever have any pressure of people telling you, no, girl, you need to do your hair like this if you want to make it? You know, everybody has that vision. You know, in the industry, people have that vision of how you're supposed to look and how what you're supposed to wear. Did you have the pressures of that?
Actually, I didn't because I, at that point, you know, I was so much in my truth.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't feel it because I was just comfortable being who I was. I've been in the industry for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, people tried to tell me what works and what didn't work and this and that and the other. You know, and I just, you know, wasn't at that point in my life when I cut my hair. It was about me. So when I cut it, I liked me more, and I saw me more. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I went with. And, you know, when I did it, my career actually, you know, skyrocketed, you know. So I just took that as a lesson, like when you know, accept yourself, you know, in its entirety, you'll be accepted by everybody else.
That's
so
right.
I really didn't care about what the quote-unquote look of success was.
Mm-hmm.
It was about how I felt and what I needed to be a better person, the best artist I could be, that all intertwined together.
Have you had that feeling that you finally made it after 10 years?
I can really look at it that way,
mm-hmm.
like made it, when I think about this industry, because it's so fickle, you know?
Yeah.
You could be hot one day and then you could be not the next. I just... You know, I sit in gratitude, and I'm just thankful that I never gave up.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that, you know, that I'm finally at a point to where I can survive off of my craft.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot to get to a certain level, and I'm glad, you know, that I'm at the level I'm at. But if there's I'm always looking to get better, to improve, you know, to just excel higher.
Right.
Just always want to excel higher, and I still have a ways to go, you know. I still have a ways to go. So I never really use that term, have I made it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that I'm, you know... Just to not give up says a lot.
What do you do to stay positive in this industry? Because I know it can be very, very difficult industry. How do you continue to stay motivated and positive?
I can honestly say just my faith. You know, I have a very, very strong foundation when it comes to, you know, the Lord and my faith. And,
mm-hmm.
I just really, really know that no man has control over anything. that God really has control over everything in my life. So just my faith. That's all I lean on when it was hard or when I felt like he wasn't working or whatever comes, you know, my way, that's a storm. I just lean on my faith because that's really all I have at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Really put trust in people.
Okay, so tell us, how did you land the role on Empire, a reoccurring role at that?
Well, when I first started working with Timberland, I had a piece called Race Dogs that I was sitting on for a long time. And it was like a visual that I did to this song that me and CeeLo Green had wrote. And I just hadn't showed it to anybody because I knew, like, once I showed it, it would cause some kind of ripple effect. But it just had to be the right time. So I finally let Timberland see it, and he immediately called, you know, Lee Daniels, because he didn't know that I could act.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee saw it and immediately just, you know, called my management and wrote me into the script. So
wow.
It was very, very organic, and I had no idea that Timberland would call Lee, and Lee would just have this reaction to it. So that's how I got on Empire.
Where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? What are your plans?
I see myself, you know, acting a lot, doing a lot of, you know, vital roles, and of course singing, modeling, just doing everything that has to do with my brand. Which is singing, acting, and modeling. You know, I just want to be an all-around, you know, entertainer. And it's important for me because, you know, you don't get to see, you know, a woman on the forefront like me, that looks like me,
mm-hmm.
very often. You get a pizza, you get, you know, you sprinkles here and there, but
mm-hmm.
as far as an all-around entertainer, that's what, you know, my goal is. That's my goal.
Tell us, how did you and Tyrese hook up to create the Black Book?
Yeah, me and Tyrese been working together for a while, and we did this song, you know, called You Can't Break Me. And, you know, the night we did this song, he had this, like, vision, like, this is how the video should be, this is that. And I'm like, okay. Like, you know. But then, you know, as time went on, you know, his Black Book, you know, his Black Rose album came out, and it was, he wanted to attach it to You Can't Break Me, so it could be just like a whole, you know, I guess mini movie, you should say,
mm-hmm.
with all three songs. And I thought it was an amazing idea. You know, I trust him as far as, you know, his visions, and when he's passionate about something, he supports me. And you know, we just have a special thing when we get in front of a camera, or when we, you know, just do something creative together. And that's how it came about. He invested all his, you know, he invested in the whole idea of the Black Book, and, you know, wanted me to be a part of it. And I definitely was, you know, supportive of it, because I thought it was a great idea, especially, you know, to show Black love in the way that he did. I thought it was a genius idea.
Well, the Black Book was super dope. I enjoyed every moment.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm happy that we did it.
You've had the opportunity to work with some amazing talent. Who would you like to work with in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to work with Kendrick Lamar, definitely on my list. You know, Jennifer Hudson, I love her. DJ the Chicago Kid, I really like him.
Oh, he's dope.
Yeah, John Legend, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely some strong acts I would love to work with.
What's your favorite quote or motto you live by?
my favorite quote is, you are enough. Like, I stand by that wholeheartedly, you know, especially when people, or this industry makes you question certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know that you are enough. And also to have faith. You know, it's easy to say, but when you actually practice it, you know, a lot of things happen when you really practice having faith.
Oh, yeah.
It's not easy, so I live by those two things, you know, and it's brought me through, so, yeah.
Do you have any projects, future projects that you're working on that you can discuss right now?
Aside from my album, you know, I do have a mixtape coming out soon.
Okay.
That I'm working on, because I think I'm gonna put that out before my album, just to get people a real taste of a body of work before an actual album. That'll be coming out, you know, in the next couple of months. So
nice.
Get ready for that.
Now, before I let you go, how can everybody connect with you in Cyber World?
You can connect with me on Instagram under V Bozeman, or Twitter, @thatgirl_V. And I'm also on Snapchat sometimes, you know, under V Bozeman.
Okay. I think I follow you on Snapchat.
Okay, cool. I'm just now getting the hang of it, so.
Girl, I'm over here still trying to figure it out. I haven't got past the filters yet.
No, it's so much.
It is. Well, thank you so much, V, for hanging out with the Side Effect Radio Show. I do appreciate you, and I wish you much more success, and I cannot wait till your projects drop, because I'm a fan forever now.
Oh, thank you, Sai. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed my conversation with Miss V Bozeman. You can check me out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thesideeffectradioshow.com. Until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.